how would you lay out the dialectic between the chromosome 14 and the lipids?
The lipids are the fractal that the meat sack body uses to flow vibration. So you know whether you are in a vibrational proximity or not.
That's dealing with angle and degree, right? In perspective or something. That's
always.
Angle, degree, perspective are the knowing that the fractal provides.
Yes, because otherwise you wouldn't know. Fractal doesn't work if it can't find where you are.
So the fractal's in the seventh ring in the Escher, and the calculations in the 11th and 12th rings with the numbers are angles and degrees and perspectives in relation to
their triangulating.
The fractal requires them.
There.
The fractal requires them to visualize the triangulation. So that's the interplay
between... to activate. The triangulated position doesn't visualize.
It activates. So the relationship between Escher ring, which is ring 7, where the fractal is, you see how it's affecting the outer rings, as shown in the numbers.
Well, you can gauge its effect on the outer rings.
Is the area outside of the 14th ring a lipid area?
Nope.
Would it be a liquid, some kind of plasm that the cell is floating in?
Nope. Cells are. They don't have to be suspended in soup.
They are as supreme rocks. They are rocks.
Yeah.
And the eye cell's a rock, Carolyn.
Cell doesn't require soup. You actually think that all of you, all the cells in your body, are in this squishy, icky, liquidy thing.
Oh, they aren't.
Not that way. They aren't.
That's
at
new,
all.
Carolyn. That's new. They're another version, another image of the Godhead of yourself. It's a biological imagery of the Godhead of the rockness, the sovereign rockness of yourself, correct?
Or paper scissors.
Yeah, paper is where the paper can swallow the rock. The scissors
cover
can cut
the
paper. So there's a triangulation. You got rock, paper, and scissors. That's another triangulation. It's an interplay.
Oh, goody.
Of
that's the one we'll give to Nelson next time he tries to work on his aperture.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, but that's a triangle. That's a relationship between three things. We've got angles, degrees, and perspective. Another level is rock, scissors, and paper. Rock would be magnetism. Scissors are the mitochondria. What do you call the paper? What is the vibration?
Covalent bonding.
Scissors would be mitochondria that do the snipping?
Yep.
You talked about the snipping a long time ago, that the ascended cell does snip or it doesn't.
It does not snip. It continues.
Right. So you diminish your double helixes through snipping as you get in the descended vibration.
Right. So no more vasectomies.
So no more mitochondria as you get more ascended.
That's correct. You'll have one after every 144,000 double helix pairs.
You have one mitochondria?
Yeah.
Because it'll set up a new game of growing another 144,000.
It'll be sitting there
like the soul, snipping off unmanifested creation, so to speak.
Hey, Carolyn, did you actually ask the question that if the snipping doesn't take place, that those arms, rings and arms of 144,000 cells would not indeed potentially make 144,000 double helixes themselves?
The snipping doesn't take place, then the arms don't
have a
separate.
Limitation. They don't have a limitation. There's no information telling them to cease. Now, they do when they get full, but you got to get some perfect ones before you get there. In a little man, if you have something aberrated in your meat sack body, that's where the focused attention arrives first. Now, we said your eyes are the last thing to change because there's nothing wrong with any of your eyes. That's a mind. We think you got a thinking problem with your eyes. So that's one of the last things to adjust. But let's say you have something in your meat sack body that you're addressing. Those explosive helix strands are concentrated and have no limit there until those areas are adjusted or shifted, or you can see the shift.
Represented by the mitochondria starting to snip.
No, the lack of snipping. If you got an implant in your ankle, you're not going to have any snipping until that metal is absorbed. Absorbing of the metals is the body's response to using any heavy metals in the body as food.
Is that a sentence?
Yeah. If you can chelate and use heavy metals in your body, one would call that an ascended state.
Therefore, no mitochondria action happening.
Correct, until that's taken care of. And then each cell is going wild. See, Bob, it's brand new. It's like bringing something in your house that's never been in your house before. Let's say a smell of some kind. Smell will just go everywhere. It'll go rampant, just go crazy until it gets everywhere. And once it gets everywhere, then you won't smell it as much. Then the snipping can cut it off at 144,000.
Okay, so when do the snippers come in?
When it gets all full, when everything gets full.
It's the beginning point. The snippers are there as part of the beginning.
You're confused that there is a linear progression here. It is not linear. It's all simultaneous.
So everything being full, that's the 144,000.
Yes.
So with the 144,000, why are the snippers required at all?
Well, because otherwise you would mutate the entire perfect cell. Because when you get a perfect body, you asked this question early on. Hey, Ion, I got all the money in the world. I have a civilization. I got Bob. I don't know what I'm going to do with him, but I got Bob. And I have everything I want, anytime I want it, everywhere I want it. What are we going to do then? And we just giggled. We just giggled. And then 2 seconds later, you looked in your inbox and you found out what we're going to do then.
And then now, relate that to the function of mitochondria.
If you have perfection, perfection would only try to perfect itself. So if you have a perfect cell, that a cell that became perfect, you could come to the conclusion, hey, if 144,000 double helix strands are good, what would happen with 288,000?
So the snippers come in relation to that to do what?
To balance the cell replication, to readjust and perfect every aspect of your cellular structure.
So you're saying the mitochondria, the snipping is necessary to get to the next 244,000.
But you won't get to those. But there's no information you've given your body yet to say that 288 aren't okay too.
But you won't get there because 144,000 is the limit.
Right. What happens at that point, when you get to that place and it really is kind of going rampant, wild, fast, good, quick, appropriate, whatever else you want to call it, that's when it starts changing your mind. Your brain is made up of fat. Now that becomes, you can go way wild there, can you not? Okay, so is your brain made up of cells?
Yeah, neurons coated by fat.
Well, it's actually neuron pathways.
Neurons is a type of cell in the brain.
Cell. Okay.
That's where you can have in your mitochondrial snipping aspect, you would never need to snip cells in the brain. They can just go wide open because that's what your brain does now.
The brain goes wide open now.
Right.
And the mitochondria is not snipping it.
Right. And that's where your body can stop at 144,000 everywhere, except for the brain.
Yeah.
And that's what your movie Limitless was trying to explain.
So the mitochondria are operating in other parts of the body when it's have a perfect cell, or they're just waiting to start the next phase, but they aren't working in the brain.
Correct. That's right.
The mitochondria are ready to work in the other parts of the body. They will never be employed in the brain. The brain is the catalyst.
It's a perfect lipid, so it can never be limited. Even at 144,000, which we say is perfection, the brain would never notice that perfection and would constantly try to, because of those neuropathogen aspects, would never...
Continue overlaying.
It wouldn't be anything to overlay. It would just become more, 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 more.
And the brain can do that. Even though the body has a perfect cell, it's an ascended position.
Because you use 100% of your brain now. You just don't use it at once. You remember back, Carolyn, we did about 3 days with the water pipe laying conduit in the brain and how the information flows through the pipe, but the information is not the pipe. Mm-hmm. You have a block and you store something. You run it over here and run pipe to that information and access it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you store it over here or you store it over there. That's where you store everything.
In your brain.
Therefore, there's no limitation. There is no perfection ever achieved in the human brain, God or not.
And so you might think that it is the generation of new realities.
Well,
that would be a mistaken image, but you could, for the sake of conventional bullshit thinking, say, yes, the brain is the activator of new realities and anomalies.
And that statement is exactly the point. Once you get to that stage of your ascension, you will never might think. But that statement, you might think, is enough to eliminate any snipping in the gray matter.
Wait, you're saying the might, if you start thinking, that would eliminate snipping. But snipping is already eliminated in the brain.
Yeah, because you might think. The brain has no place of perfection. If it had 288,000 double helix strands,
it
the
wouldn't
brain
care.
Wouldn't recognize it. It wouldn't recognize
right.
it. Was about
the snipping is the snipping is the judging going on in the other parts of the body.
And that's the whole aspect of there will never be a place where it receives or acknowledges perfection. Therefore, no snipping would take place in the brain.
The judgment of thought is happening in the other parts. The one process of reacting to the cell, you arrive, 3-to-1, you arrive at perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start wondering if you want more or not. The snipper stands there ready to operate if you don't want more.
He's acting like you flip it on and off like a light switch, and it's not that way at all.
It's not the way I just said it, Kim.
Your ascension process has no thought involved.
Mm-hmm. Right, so the snipping is not involved in the later stages of ascension. Anywhere in the body.
No, it is in the regular aspects of your body, just not in your brain.
So what's it doing in the regular parts? It is sitting there ready for the next...
It's like your colon. It hits peak performance, and then it doesn't do any more. Snipping is taking place when you have one double helix, okay?
Right.
And then you give it new information, and then it goes to 144,000 double helixes, and then it snips there. But you'll have a bit of shift where you won't know. If you have any less than place of your body, there'll be no snipping there. That's how you have the ability to absorb titanium, grow more limbs, regrow bone, redo things.
The snipping has been obsolete.
Correct.
But it's been created. It's been created like the soul, but once you're fully ascended, that function is there, but it's not used anymore.
That's correct. But then when you get it all perfect and everything's worked out, then snipping occurs at 144,000 double helix. It becomes perfect, optimized, full out, can't get any better, perfect.
Snipping.
Okay. Snipping at 144,000, except in... From the second dorsal into the brain stem, into the brain, there is never a place where there is...
The snipping function has any viability.
No limit. And that's what makes the spinal cord the most important part of the whole neural system.
Because if that gets damaged, the mitochondria might get into the brain.
Well... And here's what happens. It's plugging you in to an unlimited processor. Because you won't be thinking anymore. You'll be processing. You know, we say you should know everything. Well, if you know everything, you better not limit your storage facility. Do you get that?
I get that, yeah. Don't do much containing.
Yeah, but now your brain won't get bigger. It'll become more dense. It's like lead is dense. So if you pick up lead in a shoebox, they could take up the same space, but they certainly have different weight and have different density. A hunk of lead the size of a shoebox you probably can just barely pick up, but an empty shoebox you could throw out the window.
So the brain becomes an empty shoebox? No, it becomes denser.
No, denser, yes. More compacted.